Mr. Lincoln's High-Tech War, How the North Used the Telegraph, Railroads, Surveillance Balloons, Ironclads, High-Powered Weapons, and More to Win the Civil War, by Thomas B. Allen and Roger McBride Allen, narrated by Fred Sullivan. The Spirit of Invention. In 1809, Abraham Lincoln was born into the last generation of Americans who did not expect technology ever to change. Young Abraham lived with the rest of his family in a series of dirt floor cabins in Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois. Those cabins, the farm implements, the guns used for hunting, all the cooking utensils and everything else the family owned, would have seemed quite familiar to Abraham's father, his grandfather, and his father before him. And not all that different from the things that Abraham's great-great-great-great-grandfather Samuel Lincoln might have used at the time he arrived in America from England in 1637. Samuel would have instantly recognized and known how to use nearly all the tools and farm implements that young Abraham would have worked with in the 1810s and 1820s. Even the flintlock gun in the Lincoln cabin wouldn't have changed all that much in the last 150 years. But Abraham's own father, Thomas Lincoln, would have been dumbfounded by the railroad, the steamboat, the telegraph, and the dozens of other inventions that came boiling out of inventors' workshops in the early years of the 19th century. By the start of the 1800s, technology had already begun to transform work, transportation, education, and other parts of life for Americans. The Industrial Revolution was well underway in England while Abraham Lincoln was growing up, and it would change the